The timing of the COVID-19 pandemic could not have been worse for the 2020 U.S. Census. Efforts to carry out the constitutionally mandated national count in Massachusetts have been disrupted, with millions of dollars in federal funding hanging in the balance. State Representative Paul Mark of the 2nd Berkshire District chairs the House Committee on Redistricting and has been a vocal advocate for a complete count in western Massachusetts. The Democrat spoke with WAMC.
So the census efforts in person have been delayed. All of the field operations that were scheduled to have already begun have been pushed back and now are not scheduled to start before April 15th. Obviously, that could change again depending on how the situation, the state of emergency continues, and if we get to some kind of a breaking point or a resolution, which we're all hoping for. But as we sit right now, the plan is on April 15th, the remote operations, the field operations will begin. So those are people that will actually start going out into the field and doing various jobs. Right now, everyone is encouraged to self-response. So self-response is an option. If you've received in the mail your invitation to complete the census, it gives you the unique identifying code that you need to fill it out. And you can go online. There's options for telephone. There's options for a mail-in response. And so it is very much encouraged by the census itself, by Secretary Galvin, and of course by people like me that are involved in the complete count committees all over the state to get that filled out. But now that being said, again, we're talking about small towns. We're talking about Berkshire County. So there are communities in Berkshire County where their mail distribution is done by boxes at the post office or boxes at the end of the road, that kind of thing. The census is based on your physical address. And so there will be communities you might not have gotten an invitation to respond at your home yet because these field personnel need to come bring it to you. Don't worry. It will come. The deadline to respond has been extended till at least August 14th. So when the field operations start picking up, people will come to your door and bring you the paperwork you need.
For communities that share a zip code, how will the census determine how to make sure that count is complete across multiple communities?
Yeah, so for a town like Peru and Hinsdale, they share a zip code. And I've gotten this question from a couple of people. If you get it in the mail and your census says the name of the other town. So my census mailing said to me, Hinsdale 01235. I live in Peru 01235. That's fine. Still fill it out. Peru will get the credit for your response. The census is built around data units called census blocks. They don't actually go by the zip code. They don't have anything to do with the postal service. It's a completely different system. So the census block where you live will get counted by your unique identifier and by your physical address. And it will ultimately go to the appropriate town. So if you've received a mailing like that, it says a different town, but it has the correct zip code, and that's normal for what you've seen in the past, then that's fine. Please still fill it out. And in some communities, because of the field operations being suspended, they send out these mailings in waves. So if you haven't received it yet, just sit tight. It is going to come. And again, the deadline to respond has been extended to at least August 14th at this point.
Even with the extended deadline, are you worried that the disruption of the census schedule is going to make a less accurate count at the end of this process?
Yes, I am very worried about it. I'm worried about it specifically in Massachusetts for a couple of reasons. The first being that the college campuses all vacated, which was, of course, the right and smart thing for them to do. And the census sent instructions that the group quarters count, which is what they call a count of people living in a dormitory, that kind of thing. The group quarters count was supposed to have already happened, and the colleges and universities were instructed, you fill out this count if you haven't done it all yet already. You fill it out as though the students were still there. So kids in a dormitory at, say, UMass, they should still be counted as though they were at the dormitory filling out the rest of the year. But now here's the problem. If you lived off campus in a town like Amherst, which is already the ninth most difficult to count community in the entire state, if you lived off campus and you went home to wherever you live normally, then you're not going to be at the place you were renting for the semester, for the year. So it's going to have an impact. And then just in terms of people not getting materials in a timely manner, like we've been discussing, that's going to cause a problem. People getting sidetracked. I mean, we don't know. We don't know how far this thing is going to go and how long it's going to take. So if things are sidetracked for months to come, or if, God forbid, the state of emergency becomes much more dire, you know, this is going to get backburnered. And it's just something we can't afford to do. And the Congress, they can't not do it. The census has to happen this year because the U.S. Constitution says it has to happen every 10 years. So something has to be conducted. It has to be done this year. So, yeah, we're very worried, and we're really upping the promotion of the census by remote methods, so like social media, email, that kind of thing. I appreciate being able to have the chance to talk about this on this format as well.
Often people promoting the census talk about how public money is attached very specifically to the counts registered by the census. Given the vast transformation of society we're seeing by the COVID-19 pandemic, do you have any idea what kind of impact that's going to have on how money is distributed after the count, if it even is close to accurate?
Yeah, the way you have to proceed is you have to assume by what we have known in the past. We have to assume that the state of emergency will go for a while, and at some point things will return to normal, and this is why that matters in this situation. The 2020 census is going to be in effect until 2030. So even if, God forbid, this takes till 2021, it takes till 2022 for normal life to return and for budgets to return to normal, at that point, assuming we go back to the way things have been done for the previous 10 years, the count right now is going to matter. It's going to still affect those hundreds of state and federal programs. So if we get word that there's some kind of a serious undercount, the census for recent decades has conducted what they call the American Community Survey. And so they're constantly updating data and information over the 10-year period in between when the official census is done. So there might be a way to adjust numbers as needed, you know, depending on what does happen and how everything comes out. But at this moment, we have to assume at some point things are going to go back to normal. These numbers are going to last us for 10 years, so let's do it as best we can.